Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, for its 2010 season, the This Old House TV crew is tackling a curbside Cinderella. It is a ho-hum house along the Charles River that they plan to transform into an architectural thing of beauty.
That's right. For the latest on this amazing project, we welcome host Kevin O'Connor with details and maybe a tip or two on how to turn your house from bland to beautiful. Welcome, Kevin.
Hi, guys. It's great to be here.
Hey, it's our pleasure. Now, this house is interesting because when you look at the photos online at thisoldhouse.com, the before photos, it's really a pretty boring house.
This is a very uninspired house, but its hidden secret is its location. It sits in a community that is a peninsula, and the water that surrounds this neighborhood on three sides is Boston's famous Charles River. So it is an incredible sight that you could be on the river and about 10 minutes from downtown Boston.
That's interesting. Now, these houses on the river have a real history. They were part of commerce many years ago, weren't they?
Well, you know, the river was actually key to Boston and the surrounding areas, and all of the mills in the area were run off of it with water power. And in fact, the area where our house sits is called the Lake Region. As you look out on the vistas, you can't even tell it's a river. It looks like a big, giant lake that you're in the middle of, and that's because there's been some significant damming of the Charles River over the last century or so. So it's an important river to Boston and to Massachusetts. It's got a great history, and for us, it is a great backdrop for our latest project.
Mm-hmm. Does the house sort of stand out among the neighborhood? I mean, is it a similar architecture to what else is going on the block, or is it really standalone in its simpleness?
It stood out because it was sort of a dog. It was kind of a tired old house, really one of the last houses in this neighborhood of about 100 homes or so that hadn't been touched. It was built in 1940. It was a custom architect design house at the time, so you would think it would sort of be this grand old iconic style. It wasn't. It was sort of a square house. It's technically not a four square, but it's got a lot of similarities to that, and it's got this sort of really nondescript little one-story flat roof garage protruding off of the front, and it's a kind of an odd color blue. So it's surrounded by these beautiful cottages and colonials. They're all very well kept up, very unique, and here's this little diamond in the rough just sitting there waiting for someone to pluck it and polish it.
We're talking to Kevin O'Connor, the host of TV's This Old House, about their latest project called the Auburndale House. So, Kevin, when you guys first rolled upon this, you describe it as a very ho-hum, bland-looking home. You know, if our listeners have a home that they feel could use a little spark, you know, what are some of the thoughts that you have about, you know, how you can take what you start with and then really add the polish to it to make it stand out?
Well, with this house, and I think with any house, the first thing you do is look around. What have you got right around the house that you can play off of, that you can accentuate? And here, well, we've got the Charles River in the background, but we've also got a beautiful neighborhood. The houses are tucked in on little lots, but they're presented properly to the street. And so just a little bit of curb appeal on the front of this house is going to make a big difference. And curb appeal is going to make a big difference on most people's houses. We're also going to turn the house around, sort of metaphorically speaking, so we're going to have the living space look out onto the backyard where you can see the river. You know, and these are small little tricks that you can use to really take the house and make sure that it communicates well with its surrounds. It's always a great place to start when you're thinking about a project.
You know, and when you look through the gallery of photos, when you get to the image that's of the back of the house, it's so boring, and considering that you're facing this wonderful vista, there's not really a very usable deck. There's this weird portion that juts out. Can you share with us any of the plans for the back of the house?
Yeah, the plans for the back of the house are really sort of the heart and soul of what we're going to do. We're going to update the kitchen. We're going to tear out a 1940s vintage lemon yellow kitchen and make it bigger for the way we live today. But really, it's about taking the back of the house, which is this tall, imposing wall, as you say, Leslie, that you can't see much of the backyard, you can't really get to it, and we're going to bump the house out. We're going to have a family room with lots of glass and access to that yard down on the ground level, and then above it, we're going to have access through a deck and stairs down to the yard and a sun porch living area. And you'll even be able to walk off of the master bedroom way up top on the third floor onto a deck, which is going to have phenomenal vistas of the Charles River. And that's where we're going to concentrate most of our efforts.
Well, it's a beautiful home. It's a beautiful project, and I can't wait to see how it all comes out. We'll get back with you as the project progresses, Kevin, and I look forward again to seeing it completed. Kevin O'Connor, host of TV's This Old House, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. For more tips, you can go to their website at thisoldhouse.com, and you can even click on the webcams and see the team as they transform this house from a ho-hum, bland structure of the Charles River to a real majestic masterpiece. Thanks, Kevin.
It's great to be here, guys. Thank you.
Hear more from Kevin and the entire This Old House team when you catch episodes of the project as it progresses on your local PBS station, or you can visit thisoldhouse.com.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.